Barrhead, County of Barrhead Division 4 Caon, has been ordered to undergo respectful workplace training after it was found he breached the municipality's council code of conduct policy. Council made the decision on October 4, following an in-camera session, in which they discussed the findings of an independent investigation by Newman Thompson LLP. Newman Thompson is an Edmonton-based law firm specializing in labor and employment law. Division 4 includes the area west of Range Road 40, also known as Otto Wreckers Road, south of Township Road 590 and includes parts of Highway 33. Lane has been councillor for the area since 2001. As part of the censure, council also ordered Lane to write a letter of apology to be completed no later than October 17. Council will review the letter in an in-camera session. Lane will also receive a letter of reprimand. As part of the censure, he is restricted from visiting any county-owned facility except for council or committee meetings. As part of council's decision, Lane is also temporarily prohibited from participating in any council-sanctioned committee or boards, except for the Emergency Management Committee and the Municipal Planning Commission, which consists of the entire council. Currently, Lane sits or is an alternate on the following committees or boards as a council representative: the Agricultural Services Board, Barrhead and District Social Housing Association, Barrhead Regional Fire Services, Barrhead Regional Airport, Barrhead Regional Landfill, Growth and Economic and Community Development, Misty Ridge Society, Yellowhead Library Board and the Policy Review Committee. He also represents the county on a several intermunicipal collaboration framework negotiation committees, including the ones with the town of Barrhead, Sturgeon County and Lac Ste. Anne County. All the restrictions will remain in place until council can review the report from the instructor of the workplace training course. Council first discussed the non-specified complaint during an in-camera session at its August 16 meeting, followed by two more special in-camera meetings on August 19 and August 25. It was at the August 19 that council deemed there was enough information or evidence to proceed with a formal investigation, while the August 25 meeting dealt with determining who would lead the independent investigation, i.e. Newman Thompson LLP. On September 20, in another closed-door session, Newman Thompson LLP presented its report to council, in which Lane had the opportunity to respond to the complaint in person, but he chose to submit a written response. On October 4, council, in its final in-camera session, with the help of its lawyers, drafted its decision sanctioning Lane. Reeve Doug Drozd, after the session, stated that council would not make the nature of the complaint public to protect the complainant's and Lane's privacy. Through their investigation, Newman Thompson LLP deemed Lane violated five sections of the council code of conduct, including Section 4, 2b, that councillors seek to serve the public interest by upholding the letter of the laws and policies established by the federal and provincial government and those of council. Section 4, 4a, committing to ethical and lawful conduct, including proper use of authority and appropriate decorum when acting as councillors. Section 4, 5a, supporting the maintenance of a positive and constructive work environment for residents, businesses and county employees. Section 4, 5c, recognizing and valuing diversity by refraining from behavior that discriminates against anyone on the basis of their race, ancestry, place of origin, color, citizenship, creed, gender, sexual orientation, age, record of offenses, marital status, family status, disability, religious beliefs, or source of income, pursuant to the Alberta Human Rights Act. Section 4, 5 and E, to be polite, courteous, and respectful of others at all times, and treat others equitably and fairly. In its written decision, council stated, in arriving at this decision, council acknowledges that while council itself is not subject to the municipality's respectful workplace policy, HR003, all councillors have an obligation under council code of conduct to interact with county employees in a manner that is consistent with the policy and maintains a respectful workplace for all county employees. The Barrhead leader reached out to Lane to give him an opportunity to respond to council's decision but received no response as of the press deadline. Barry Curtin, townandcountrytoday.com.